Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the real life of Nisha D. And as always, here's my, I would say nightcap, but this is a morning cap because it is approximately 5:36 a.m. in the morning. And for the last 5 hours, I've been up and I'm like, why am I up? What is going on? You know, as always, I am transparent about who I am as a woman, as a person. I think because a lot of times people formulate this ideology of who they think you are, but they have no idea of what you are and what you stand for. So I'm here. I'm staring at my ceiling, right? I'm thinking about some coffee. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I really do need some coffee because I hadn't had any coffee yesterday. But I wanted to give you all a testimony like no other for, I think it's time for me to share some more with you all. You know, I'm still doing the Love Drought series, but you know, but until I walk into that series, I will be giving you all morning caps and nightcaps. So this is my first morning cap. May 14th, 2021. I was driving to go visit a friend, and a kid ran to stop sign, totaled my car, right? I was, you know, I was shooken up. May 16th, 2021. My son was taking me to get a rental car, right? Well, this young lady ran into us, and then somebody ran into her. And all this, I know you all are saying, wow, two car wrecks. I always tell people, it's always God's grace and mercy for me, because I am the most imperfect person you could ever meet. When I say imperfect person, meaning I am imperfect in fault in all my stars, but I am perfect in God's eyes and God's grace. So you know, I was dealing with that, right? Fighting with the kids' insurance. So eventually I had to go through my insurance. But in that meantime, the same month in May, I had a friend. He called me Wednesday, May 26th, right? And he was like, say you love me. I was like, yeah, I love you. Talking about, now you know what I mean? Like, say you love me. Like, I love you because I love everybody, right? Him and I were never in a relationship. He was fond of me and he liked me. But he was the most upfront man I've ever known. One of them, I can't say ever, but he was upfront. And we were always having these, we'll argue with each other. Because if you know me, you'll know I got a smart mouth at times. I'm a very caring and loving and open person. I mean, I love everyone. There is no, I don't have any hate in my heart for anyone. No matter what they have done to me, there is no hate in my heart because there's God in me. And when there's God in you, there is no hate, right? So we argued a little bit, but he was like, tell me you love me. And then I finally said, I love you, in a way that he understood that I truly did love him. He passed away that same day. So I get in two car wrecks, and someone that was my friend died month of May. Also, someone who I loved in my teenage years came back into my life, right? And, you know, with me, the feelings never died. They stayed the same. And I was very open and transparent on how I feel because, you know, no matter what relationship he was in or I was in, we always remain close. But, you know, things went on and in a sense of, well, maybe love can finally find its way to both of us. But you can't, it's hard to love somebody that's broken, right? And I'm not talking about the love that you have for everyone, but you know, the genuine love that you have that's for someone that you care for deeply in time, over time, and throughout time. And I know you all are like, oh, here she goes. She's going deep. Have you ever loved someone throughout time? Throughout time, right? No matter what season it was, you loved him. So, you know, he opened up emotions that I shielded from myself, right? But he opened up those emotions, and I'm thinking that we're going forward. But then he changes in midair, right? And if you know me, you know I will call you out on your BS, right? I'm calling you out. So I call him out. And he gives me some story about, you know, you always have a piece of my heart. A piece of your heart. I'm a grown woman. I'm 42 years old. Why would I want to have a piece of a man's heart? If I can't have the whole heart, I don't need it, right? Well, let's just say that. And in that moment, time froze for me. And how I viewed him in the sense of, this man is broken. And no matter how much I love him, and no matter how much I show him that I love him, and I tell him, he's not going to accept it. So, two car wrecks, losing someone, and then losing someone again. Losing someone that you loved damn near all your life, right? So, I go into June. I'm soul searching. Of course, I'm without a car. My feelings and emotions are all over the place because I was in two wrecks. I lost a dear friend, and I lost someone that I loved damn near all my life, right? And it's in the sense of, I can't stay in a place and hold on to something that doesn't want to be held on to. So, you know, I know a lot of y'all have been there, and I always say, whatever God has for you or whatever God has for me, it would never miss me. So I'm dealing with these emotions, right? And I'm dealing with them. I'm dealing with everything. And then, you know, you have your little family issues you're trying to sustain. And all the time, you are breaking, right? You are literally, figuratively breaking, because even though you are the strong person and you endured some hardships and you endured some pain, it's like you look around and, who is going to be strong for me? And you have to pull deep down within yourself, right? So I had to pull, and I had to pull, and I had to talk to God. And it was sleepless nights because, you know, of everything I went through within a month time. So I'm in a rental car. I was in a rental car for 2 months. 2 months. 2 months of rental car. And I'm paying money out the butt for a rental car for 2 months. And I'm like, God, I just don't, I'm just over this. And I didn't want to go and get a car without them sending a note saying, a letter stating that my previous vehicle was paid for. Thank God I got that note. I seen this car I fell in love with, and I got it. I say this to say that no matter what we go through in life, God will always send a ram in a bush, right? There will always be someone who truly understands you and they're there for you. I'm at a place now that I'm healing from things that transpired in the month of May, because when you love someone and they don't give you back the same love you given them, and they could easily walk away from you and you, your intentions and your love for them was so pure, and they just didn't see it, and they always choose wrong. But sometimes, you know, and as I talk to you all, you know, God ministers to my spirit, and God is like, you gotta let them see for themselves. So you move yourself out of the way, right? You totally reject yourself from a situation. Eject, because you was rejected. So now you eject yourself from a situation. You hold your head high and you walk into whatever season God has for you. I've been through a lot, you all. And you all, y'all will read about everything in my book. Because it will make you cry. It will make you understand who I am as a woman, as a mother, as a sister, as a friend, as a lover. It'll make you understand. I own who I am. I think with me, I don't think, I know with me, I always love with an open heart. I always give with an open heart. And if I love you, I love you from my soul. And I don't play with the word love, because people say the word, but few know the meaning of it. But I am in a stronger place. I still have my emotional moments because, you know, I cry when I need to heal. I cry when I need understanding. I cry. But whatever you all do, no matter how hard it looks, because as you can tell, this was just from May, and here it is July. No matter how hard it looks, no matter what season you're in, God's grace and mercy will always keep you. People come and go out of your life for seasons. No one truly knows why, but everyone has a season. But this was my little clarification on what has been transpiring with me as we enter into this season of love drought. As always, let truth lead you. Let love heal you. Because I think more than anything, love. Love is a side of humanity. Love is a side of understanding. Love is a side of respect. Love heals you in ways that you'll never know. As for me, I'm fine, you guys. There's no pressure with me. I never have a problem walking away from things that don't view me as valuable. Because I'm a valuable asset, you know. I'm a valuable asset. But sometimes you just gotta walk away from things that you know that will hurt you and break your heart. But as always, I pray that in this coming season, God allows grace and mercy to keep you. You be filled with understanding. Because I think a lot of times we prejudge and we don't understand other situations. And I'm guilty at times, especially when it's dealing with matters of the heart. But you all be great. And thank you. And I pray you all have understanding in your season as well. Until then, may the Lord see you in, see you out. May the Lord hold you tight. And remember, no sin is greater than the other. We all fall short. So when someone wrongs you in a sense, forgive them because you don't know what they're dealing with. Blessings, my loves.